This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 20,000 Coloradans would be eligible for free education in high-demand fields under bipartisan proposals at the state capitol. CPR's Sina Sieg says they would expand a program that began last year.
Care Forward Colorado made it free for people to pursue healthcare degrees at community or technical colleges. Now, current proposals would expand the program to other high-need jobs, such as early childhood education certificates, elementary education, nursing, law enforcement, forestry, and construction. I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Prison reform advocates want more transparency from the governor's office about who gets clemency. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more on a bill in the Colorado House.
House Bill 23-1214 requires the governor's office to keep statistics on applications for commutation of sentence and post a report of the statistics annually on its website. Democratic State Rep. Elizabeth Epps of Denver is a main sponsor. Leaders from the Second Chance Center in Aurora, a nonprofit that helps incarcerated people transition back into society, and other community advocates are backing the bill. It would also allow the governor to skip the commutation process and grant pardons to inmates who were convicted for possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The parents of Kendrick Castillo have refused thousands of dollars in a settlement with the school where their son was killed in 2019. John and Maria Castillo filed a lawsuit against STEM school Highlands Ranch for failing to prevent school shootings. That suit was dismissed at the school's request, and STEM was ordered to pay the couple nearly $400,000. The Castillos say they have information about the shooting that they will make public. At a high school in Denver, health officials are investigating a case of tuberculosis. That's at George Washington High School. People who were exposed will be tested for TB. Tuberculosis affects the lungs. It's commonly curable with antibiotics. There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.